Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from a new place. We're at the Indian Springs Spiritual Fair. And if you want to find out more about that, get your pencils handy. It's www.gailthackray.com. It's G-A-I-L-T-H-A-C-K and then R-A-Y.com. So gailthackray.com. And it's the Indian Springs Spiritual Fair. You might be able to find it if you Google that. But look under live appearances when you get to that site. You can find out what's going on. I'll be one of the speakers here. And it's so far it's been an amazing experience being here. The energy is just incredible. Having all kinds of visions and things. And it's just been great meeting a lot of people. And I guess tomorrow is the big kickoff for this, so come down to the fair and check it out. There's a lot of other things on the news. We're starting to see sightings everywhere around the planet. And we had a guest, and hopefully she'll call in. We don't know what's going on yet, but we've been trying to call Leslie Kane and trying to get her on the show. Hopefully she's listening, and we'll call in. We left a message on her answer machine. We made a couple calls there, but Leslie, where are you? Anyway, there's a lot of things to talk about. She's got a wonderful book out, UFOs, generals, pilots, and I guess officials, you know, what they have to say. And she's got quite a compelling case filed there with some of the top names and top brass around the country talking about, you know, experiences where they've shut down missile silos and done all kinds of crazy things, you know. So actually shot down missiles, shut down nuclear missiles. They've flown over major bases. They, you know, a lot of astronauts, all kinds of people have come forward and talked about it. So basically she's compiled quite a who's who list on who is has been involved in the UFOs that don't exist according to our government, but according to major officials in the government, they do exist. And hopefully we can get a hold of her. She might have gotten tied up somewhere. We don't know. It's a crazy field, ufology. You never know what's going to happen next. I know when I was in it hot and heavy in the very beginning, they had fun cutting brake lines and undoing lug nuts and having all kinds of crazy things happen. I won't even get into some of the other things that happen, but it's a field that is kind of unpredictable, and you never know what's coming next. But in your heart of hearts, if you're aligned to do so, then by all means do it. You know, check it out. There's I'm flying blind here. Unfortunately, the phone lines, we're having all kinds of problems here where I'm at, and I'm in the Tahunga Canyon area. And what's going on here is that there's a heat wave hitting the area. It's about 107 degrees here, and all the equipment, my equipment just does not like it. You know, it doesn't like this heat. And I know we're getting solar streams right now coming in too. So you've got this heat wave and these huge solar streams coming in, hitting the planet right now, and it's just the beginning, folks. Because going to hang on to our technology here because it's going to be doing all kinds of strange things. But anyway, I've got everything up and running. The only thing, I don't have a phone line. I'm doing everything through Skype, and that's all I've got. So If you want to go ahead and call in, you know, if you have any call-ins that want to come in until we can get a hold of Leslie, hopefully she'll come in, you know, come into the show. There's a lot of things have been happening at the ranch. We've got the yaks are in, and if those of you have seen on YouTube, we've got 5 new yaks running around the property, and there's some YouTube video on that. The a lot of things. We are well. We have a new well in. We're doing all kinds of things and getting ready for some big time events and changes. And I think it's time everybody else does the same thing, because we're definitely moving into those times. The hopefully we can keep trying to get Leslie on. I don't know what her story is. In the meantime, we can take calls. I've got. Hopefully I won't be losing the net here. It's like bouncing around. There's a lot of things going on. We can just keep talking about some of the new things going on. We just heard some interesting information. I won't say where the source is, because I don't want to, you know, I probably won't do it, but there's these solar streams that are going in. We're going into this, you know, incredible time compression. And a lot of people are feeling it, where things are going to be happening very quickly all at once. And I guess this March is when the real time compression starts, according to the Mayan calendar. But we're in it right now, and we're in the age of integrity, moving out of that into the unity consciousness. And so basically, with this unity conscious, everything that's in disunity or out of unity, the me program and the selfishness and all that stuff seems to be crashing. And a lot of people are having some very hard lessons and not learning their lessons. They don't want to learn their lessons. But when you look at the obvious and what's happening around you in your life, and when there's all kinds of people, you know, experience the same thing, and it's time to start taking a look at what's manifesting in our outer world, because we are going through a shift. The energies are very intense, and they're coming up for our lessons, and we're getting to see them very clearly. And if we don't see our lessons, then it gets to be very hard. You know, it's going to go around again and again with this time compression thing, and it's going to happen very quickly, very intensely, and the lessons are going to be very hard when they come through. So it's very important that we start paying attention to our outer world, pay attention to what the outer world is telling us. It's a reflection of the inner world. And if there are things we don't like when we look in that mirror or look in that reflection, then we should start working on them and changing them within ourselves. And one of the best ways of doing that is just take full responsibility and be accountable, you know, for what's happening in your life. Don't go into projection, blame, and don't go into victim mode. You know, it doesn't work. We had a big discussion this morning about the victim role, and people use the victim role to gain either emotional or financial support from others. And they're on the triangle, and then the savior comes in and saves them. And when the savior gets tired of saving them, then all of a sudden they become the persecutor rather than the savior. And then the victim person shifts their energy, and it just gets really crazy. So anyway, there's this victim, persecutor, savior triangle going on. And the saviors end up becoming victims of the victims that they tried to save, because the victims are lashing out at them, you know, trying to get them to continue in that role, in that savior role. And so, you know, basically that whole program is just, it's just the only way out of this program is to step out of it, hold everybody accountable, hold everybody responsible, including ourselves, for the reality that we're creating, the world in which we live, and to step totally out of this program and stop running this program. And you'll see, you know, it's when you allow people to make their choices, have their experiences, and the reactions to their actions, then everything evolves and you're out of the loop. But if you keep jumping in there and trying to get even and trying to blame and trying to save and trying to, you know, all this nonsense, you're in the loop. You know, you're stuck in that loop. So, you know, it's tough. You have to figure out when are you enabling people, when are you serving people, when are you helping, you know, when are you hindering. And it's tricky business, you know, to walk that path. But anyway, it's getting real interesting out there. It's just unbelievable what's been manifesting and how fast it's coming around. And trying to keep up with it is intense. You know, there's the process of manifestation seems to have really sped up. And so keeping everything aligned and, you know, moving in the right direction is tough right now because things are happening. There's so many options opening up. And there comes a time when you have to sit back and look at what's highest and best good for everyone. You know, what's everybody's highest and best place to be. And with loving detachment, allow that to unfold and allow, you know, everybody to end up where they need to be. And it's a tough one, but sometimes that's just what's necessary. Because we have all of our attachments and what we think should happen, the way we think things should be. And they say that, you know, the road to hell is paved with, it's not fair and it should have been this way or and things of that nature. So when we get out of that program, then we get off the path to hell and we get back in the moment, you know, but, you know, the judgment of, you know, it's bad, it's good, it's wrong, it shouldn't be that way. And then I'm going to fix it. it's like a good way to take yourself right on that road down that rocky, bumpy road. So, but anyway, it's time to step out of that circle and just, you know, follow your bliss basically. You know, and try to master judgment because we don't know what another soul needs for completion. None of us do. And it's time to step back and allow people to do their thing. And you know, if it starts affecting you in a negative way, then set some boundaries wherever necessary. But just be sure you're not in the blame game when you do it. The still hanging on here, hoping that Leslie will pop in. If anybody wants to go to the phone lines, they can go ahead and call. I was hoping maybe Seth can pop up the numbers for me because I don't have access to the this computer is so touchy right now. I'm actually afraid to actually touch something wrong and get off of Skype here now that I have a connection. We had our it was interesting that the last show I did, we lost four lines at the studio that I was calling into. And they said, I have a record. In another show, we lost two lines. And then on the As You Wish show, we've lost a couple of lines too. We'll lose connections and it just drops off. You know, there's no reason for it. The phones work perfectly until we get on the air or we start talking about something controversial. So right when we get to the most controversial part, pop, you know, drops right off. And I think that's quite interesting and it seems to be happening everywhere. But I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get onto this chat line without losing my other line. Looks like it's not wanting to cooperate. So anyway, I know I'm getting chats here and I'm hoping the line's staying open. But basically, okay, here we've got it. We've got several numbers here. We've got some toll-free numbers. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And that's for U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And if anybody wants to call in and talk about any of your UFO experiences or any of the shifts coming on or what you're feeling is coming on, feel free to call in. We'll just go ahead and take call-ins until we can get Leslie on the air here. Looks like we have Matt from Ohio is on line one. Matt, are you with us?
Yep, right here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. This is the first time I'm calling in on your show. I've been listening to you for a while, and been like really checking out the stuff you guys got going on the site and like all the YouTube videos you have up. About like 6 months ago, I really like got into it.
Yes.
And as soon as that started happening, I went out to the lake a lot, and right over Lake Erie, Cleveland, Ohio here, stuff's been happening just like you have it on there. I just don't have a video camera. So, I don't know if you, do you like, is there, you guys like said it's kind of like a vortex there where these things are coming in like crazy. Do you know of any other places around if like maybe like Lake Erie's kind of like that too?
Well, actually, now that you mentioned it, Lake Erie, they're getting some great footage over Lake Erie. And a lot of people have been shooting some pretty good footage all over YouTube with ships over Lake Erie. I know.
I was there on the on March when it happened for like 10 days straight. I was there on 2 in the night, and it actually happened last night. I was out with 3 of my friends. And, you know, I don't understand. Like, are they trying to, say something, like send a message out? Are they contacting us personally who were going out there, or are they just trying to make a show for everybody?
I think it's all the above. If you're sensitive enough, you can tune into them, and they're extremely telepathic.
Right. I get like a sense of fuzziness, like when they start to come out, and it's really, really, really interesting. And you know, I keep trying to tell most of like my friends, they keep going crazy. But it's really interesting. I just wanted to know if you knew of any other hotspots, and like you said, like Aries, you're getting a lot of stuff. But I had another question about coming up to the Isay Ranch. When does the season close?
Probably a lot of it depends on the weather. So I would look around Thanksgiving and see what happens after Thanksgiving. If the weather holds out, we might still have some guests coming up. But usually, you know, right around definitely by Christmas, we're closed, mainly because of the snow. You know, it's just too hard to dig everybody out.
Right. Okay, well, in the third question, when you go up there, it's like a camping site environment. If there's not, like, a festival going on, like, how much is that to, like, spend, like, a sure.
Well, it's like donation.
Okay.
It's by donation, and we also have, like, work and learn programs where people help out, you know, if they don't have any money or whatever, but usually it's $25 a night. To stay there, and it's got everything. You know, it's got beautiful showers and bathrooms, and it's not really like camping. All you do is basically sleep in a tent or whatever, but all the other facilities are there.
Well, that's really cool. What you guys got going on there is excellent, and I, you know, just keep it going. And you know, if I don't ever end up coming out, it's because the stuff's happening here. And you know, I don't know if it's going to happen everywhere, but you know,
do you have any friends really, with video cameras? Or?
Yeah, I do, and I've been trying to get my buddy Jason to come out with me, and he's got a video camera, I believe, and, you know, our timings just aren't mixing up right, and every time I'm down there, I end up just crashing down, like on the picnic tables that are down at the beach, just because it's so invigorating. I stay up all night just down there, and then I come into work the next day, like, just wiped out from it, but it's really interesting, and, you know, it's just getting more intense every time I go down there. And honestly, I think it might be some sort of, like, like you said, a telepathic connection. Like, as soon as I think of these things, they come out. So, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that's happening out in Cleveland, too. So,
you know, good chance it is. You know, if you're that connected to it and you're that interested in it, there's usually a connection. There's usually some soul connection or telepathic connection going on. So, you know, I would focus on them with your intention and just say, I want to know who you are. I want to know what this is about. And just keep focusing your thought on them and show me who you are and see what happens.
Right.
You know, we do that a lot. That's how I busted wide open. I just said, you know, I really want to know what this is about and what's my purpose in it. And, you know, always calling on the highest good, you know, and calling the highest beings you can.
Right.
But, you know, it's pretty amazing what'll start happening. It'll start really unfolding for you. And watch your dreams.
I was just going to say, my dreams, especially from the past 3 months that have been going on, there's a difference between, like, a normal dream that I'll have, and then there's, like, just dreams that are just ridiculously real, and, you know, sometimes they're, like, really sci-fied out, or, you know, it's, like, what I've been raised my whole life. I've been into, you know, Star Wars and aliens and all that stuff,
yeah.
But it's kind of like that, and then it's not, like, there's, like, people who I can't say I'm actually talking to beings. I can't put my finger on it, but when I wake up the next day, I mean, these dreams are so real, it's different than a normal dream, I guess that's the only thing, and it happens when I fall asleep out at the lake. So I'm wondering if that's directly correlated with it, or if it's just my imagination going crazy.
What are the dreams like?
They're really, like, all right, it starts off, the ones that are, like, really intense, it starts off just, like, you know, a lot of my friends are around, and in normal dreams, like, you know, if you have, like, friends and stuff around, like, maybe their faces will change, and, like, you know, it's just not very clear. Well, in this case, my friends are there, they're on the beach with me, and, like, there's no disappearing of people around. Like, things don't start, like, jumbling around like in a normal dream. And I'll be focusing on the lake. And this is, like, a reoccurring dream I've actually been having. And there's, like, a light underneath it. Now, the light does not come out at all. It doesn't come up out of the water like I keep asking it and wanting it to do. And then from that point on, like, it reaches, like, a stopping point in my dream. And I can't go any past that. And I usually end up waking up. And second time I've had that dream, when I had the experiences on it at the lake. And then the other dreams, they're not, like, I can't put my finger on them, because I just, you know, I'm battling with, maybe I'm trying to attribute that's what's happening, or I have no idea. But yeah, the most lucid one would be, there's, like, a light underneath the water, and it wants to come out, but it, like, doesn't. So it's, like, really interesting, and I just, you know, wanted to know if that might possibly be part of that.
You know, it probably is. There's definitely probably something like, something getting ready to manifest, or like it's building up to something, more than likely. So,
yeah,
like
you guys said something about time compression. I really, really, really feel like that's, that corroborates with, like, everything that's going on in my life. I really feel like things are speeding up, days are shorter. What I perceive as a, you know, morning to night type of day, it's just really different than how it was 5 years ago. And I don't, you know, does that have a lot to do with, you know, the upcoming changes that are happening? Like, and, like, especially the biophysical changes that are going to start happening. Like, how do you recognize that kind of stuff, I guess?
Yeah, a lot of it is just pay attention to your body, you know, how your body feels, what's going on. You know, watch how other people are dealing with it. You know, a lot of people are dealing with a lot of, you know, emotional outbursts and things like that, or feeling spacey or real tired. You know, you know, that means the shift, a lot of energy is flowing through usually. And then, you know, the physical changes, I mean, right now it shouldn't be 177 degrees down here. I mean, this is
crazy. And where are you guys at again?
Right now I'm down in LA, unfortunately. But
unfortunately, I've got a couple friends that ran out there, ran away from Cleveland to go pursue music, and it's not working out too well.
It's a beautiful place here. I mean, it's awesome experience. They have a beautiful, like a fair going on, a spiritual fair, which is really nice. And the people here are great and everything, but I'm not used to this hot weather. And it's, you know, I left in the morning, it's about 40 or 45 degrees or something like that. And, you know,
right.
When I got here, it was 170 degrees. So it was quite a shift. But, yeah, you'll see, like, crazy weather patterns, and you start seeing a major increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And
yeah. And you know, over here in Cleveland, the heat's, like, just nonstop. And it's, like, you know, it's kind of, it just died down. And, you know, I was attributing all this changing stuff maybe to that. And, you know, it's not, the seasons are kind of the same now. But, you know, like I said, I'm just kind of curious about the whole change, how it's happening. I feel it, like, in my heart, like, things are speeding up. And I know something's going to happen. And I know I'm not crazy. And then, bam, you guys put all this stuff out. And it's just like, man, that's really cool. And then, like I said, it starts happening out. I'm mostly out on the lake. I've only had one occurrence where it came out and popped out over my house, which sometimes they appear really far away, really far away. And then they're like, you see it all the time. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my best experience
is
on the lake.
Video
Right. Yeah, I try to do it on my phone, and I upload it to Facebook. It just doesn't do it justice. So.
Yeah. You know, it never does. Really cool. We've had just awesome stuff fly over, and then you try to film it with the cameras. You know, unless you have a really good camera with a nice zoom on it that has some really good night vision qualities, it's just that doesn't do it justice for what you see with your eyes.
Right. So, like, you can't, like, you've never had actual physical contact. Like, a ship actually hasn't, like, landed and, like, materialized into a solid form, has it? Or have they always been, like, in their... like powered up state, because that's all I've seen them in, and I've never experienced it. Like one came down, you know, and I talked to a being right in front of me. I'm part of me tells me that probably wouldn't be possible with like how we function.
We've been there 25 years doing intense spiritual practices, so we've done our homework and a lot of process oriented therapy, and we practice some very ancient Tibetan rites and things like that. So we've been doing this for quite a long time now. So we've risen to the occasion, and we have had one-on-one contact with these beings, and it's very well documented. And we have had a ship land in the field, and I've had several face-to-face encounters with different groups.
Right. That's really cool. I don't know. I'm not like taking up your time or anything. I have like. More questions.
Yeah, most of them are ready. You're fine.
Okay. What do you know about, like, I've been also researching stuff like star seeds and, like, walk-in souls, volunteer souls, like with Dolores Cannon. That really rings a bell when I, like, see and read about that stuff. And, you know, how does one know that if that's even, like, you know, possibly the case, that's, you know, real and that could be identified at all?
Well, you know, the first clue is that is your interest in this. You have a real passionate interest in this. So it's your own soul, you know, guiding you, you know, to do this. And so your soul is the star seed. So I would say that's right. The first thing to go by is that
it's just know
your passionate interest
know,
in
you, this. Right. Yeah. I really got into it doing things called, I got a book called Reading the Akashic Records, and that, every time I do that, you know, can't do any partying or anything like that beforehand. It works out really well. The next day, the energy I have, I feel is great. And I just, like, you know, I really don't know how much I'm getting into it, or if it's just a lot of it, seems like it's like, just like self-thought coming in, like when you hear transmissions, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's just my own inner voice telling me stuff or if it's actually like a transmission. And I've never had one particularly where it, you know, really struck me as something profound happened. But it's the energy I feel afterwards. Like, if anything negative has been happening throughout the whole week, I don't have a care for it, and I only care about the things that I really need to worry about. So yeah. I guess that's been really cool. But that was I got some of the starseed stuff from that too, and I was really interested in that. And if you knew about that, but clearly you do. So.
Yeah, whenever you feel those connections, I would when you feel the energy come in, I would sit down and start writing. And start writing the thoughts that come into your head. And then after a while, go back and read it. You know, after you've written quite a bit, go back and read it. You'll be shocked at what's coming through you. And that was the way I did my books, is that, you know, they told me and showed me in a vision that I was to write these books and everything. And so I thought it was a joke. You know, I said that. Mm-hmm. Why would they pick me? This is crazy, you know? And so they told me start writing, and I did, and I was just blown away at what came through. And then the hard part is having to live it, you know, after the information comes through, and then you have to live it, and that's not the easy part.
It just makes so much sense, though. I don't feel like a sense of duality anymore when I think about this type of existence or existing in that way, like, you know, raising your consciousness. I want to get back to when they came out on the lake last night. We had these, I forget what kind of bowls they're called, really ancient, like, and when you, like, rub, like, a wooden stick around them, they, like, make a really resonant tone. Right when we were packing it up to go in, like, you know, they weren't coming out, my friend brought these bowls out, and we actually used it. And right there and then, we saw one off in the distance. It came down. It stayed fairly dim, but, you know, you definitely could tell it wasn't an airplane because it would stop, and then it would go, and then it would, like, you know, speed up and then slow down, and then it was, you know, and then it was just staying off in the distance. So I feel like it was, like, almost scanning. And I don't know, that's kind of, like, what my gut instinct was telling me. But it was being very cautious, and I was a little confused at why it would do that. But it seemed very interactive. The most interactive experience I've had yet, actually, was last night. So I don't know if that the bowls that we used could have been like, hello, like a doorbell. So how would you feel about that?
Could be. Keep trying them. You know, if it works before, I'd keep trying them. What I find out, it's the intent, you know, and
right.
Put your intention out there and don't have any major expectations so you won't be disappointed, because, you know, sometimes they're busy and they're not always around, or they're not always available, you know, to jump at our beck and call.
Right.
You know, one guy came out and demanded that I summon the ships, and I said, you know, it doesn't work that way. You invite them, and if you're lucky, you know, they're around. But,
they've never really given me, you know, the runaround or anything. Every time I've gone out to the lake, you know, I'm going to say 90% of the time they come out, and it's either a couple of them or just one, but it's very powerful. And
yeah.
Brought a few friends and 5 people under my belt that know I'm not, you know, just spewing garbage out of the side of my mouth, and they know that it's actually, like, a factual thing. So, yeah, I guess I just really wanted to call in to let everybody know that, you know, it's happening everywhere. So that's, like, really cool.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
If there's anybody, do you have any way of somebody to contact you? I don't know if you want to do that, but if you could give your email list, we might have somebody.
Yeah. I'd have to give you my band's email address because that's all the only one I have right now. Like, did you want it right now?
Yeah.
All right, it's ABEOSPERA. That would spell ABOSPERA. @hotmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to be contacted about this because, you know, it seems to be every time I go out there, they come out. So more people need to know.
Yeah, and you can send me an email, you know, ufojames@gorge.net. And,
okay.
You know, I'll put it out over the list. And I know we have a lot of people in that area that would love to probably start a little group and maybe get,
right.
You know, bring their cameras and start filming this.
Yeah, I mean, they've even covered it on Fox 8, and, you know, I'm normally not, like, happy about the way they cover it because they're just so, I guess, it's just simple about it, you know, and very Hollywood-ish, if you will. And they covered it really well in March, and then in April again, they covered it again really well, and it just blows my mind that they're actually getting it out there. And I know a lot of people are just blowing it off, like, you know, those are just airplanes or something over the lake. But, I mean, after you sit and stare at it, it's like an acorn-shaped thing with glowing lights coming off of it. It's clearly something from another world. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I guess that's all I have, and thank you.
David, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Be sure and send out that email. If there's anybody that, you know, heard that email, go ahead and send them an email back. And if you're in the area and you've got some good night vision or some cameras or whatever, maybe you can have a little rendezvous and get this on film.
Excellent. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Looks like we're having a little meltdown on some of the lines here. So the line we have that is working is the toll-free line, 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And that's good for the U.S. and Canada. If you've got a story you want to call in, or if you're feeling the shifts, seeing some UFOs, whatever, just give us a call. We also have line one. If you want to call in on that line, it's 530-327-7602. Again, that's 530-327-7602. And the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And it looks like we're not going to be hearing from Leslie tonight, so who knows? Maybe she's up on a ship. or hanging out with one of the colonels that she's got on her show. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and see what else is going on. The definitely, if anybody wants to call in and share their stories, feel free. We've got open lines tonight. There's a lot of, you know, I've been seeing there's a lot of discs over there and showing up around our area. It's getting pretty crazy. So there's yeah, we don't know what is going on around. There's people calling on line 2 and 3 and it's just not coming through. So we'll just keep trying, you know, hopefully we can get a hold of Leslie and get her on the line. We still have a few minutes left on the show and a short interview and then get her back again later. But, you know, being that, she has so much to share, it wouldn't do justice to just bring her on for just a few minutes. So, but anyway, this just the way it goes. We've got some pretty crazy things happening. It looks like we've got, Tony from Minnesota on line 1. Tony, are you with us? Hello? Might have lost Tony on line 1. Looks like Tony got dropped off of line 1. anyway, we'll keep trying. it's getting a little strange out here on the hang-up, but who knows? Again, I was talking before about, you know, apparently we must be getting some really good information out there because, you know, the other radio shows, they told me we have the record on losing lines. And we lost 4 lines on the last show I did in the LA area. And, you know, we're always good for a couple hangups, 2 or 3. So where they actually hang up the line that I'm actually broadcasting on. So, anyway, we're doing something right, and so stay with the flow. But anyway, I can go ahead until we get some other call-ins here. We've got the other lines are down. We've just got maybe 1 line coming in, so hopefully we can get some more callers on that 1 line. But again, the line, if you want to call in, the line 1 is open now. It's 530-327-7602. It's like we have Sandy on line 1. Sandy, are you with us? Hello, Sandy.
Hi, James. It's nice to be speaking with you. I was looking at your website, and I just have been so excited to speak with you. I'd like to share an experience I had. Actually, I think it was April the 14th of 2009. Mm-hmm. I've had, about all my life, I've had experiences, you know, in the dream time. And also, you know, with different types of beings. When I was involved in Native American up on, there's a mountain called Bear Butte. And when they were putting people up, and it was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't even count them. And we would lay at night, we were camped out there for about, I think it was about 5 days or a week. And they called them the grandfathers and grandmothers, but you knew what they were. They were very drawn, I think, to the spiritual energy that was going on, you know, during people's vision quest.
Uh-huh.
But on April the 14th, I was talking to my friend on the phone. I was laying on the couch, and the street out, I live a little bit out in the country, and the street in front of me was, you know, it goes, excuse me, it goes vertically. There's no way that a traffic can come into my window facing my front yard. There's a huge tree there. But anyway, I was talking to my friend, and this, all of a sudden, this most incredible light, it just blinded me for a second. But not, I mean, it didn't hurt my eyes. But what was so amazing is that it felt like spiritual energy. Uh-huh. This beautiful, you know, spiritual energy. And I told my friend, I said, you know, something just shot in my eyes. And I turned my head to the kitchen and it did it again. And I felt it kind of in my left eye. I said, I'm going to go outside and see what's going on, see if I can see anything. Well, it had these really thick, I mean, extremely thick clouds that were low. And it, what I saw, it looked like this huge, like a floodlight, like a lighthouse in a way. And it was going around in a circle, you know. And I knew, I mean, I've never seen, it was not a helicopter or anything like that. And I stood out there for quite a while just counting the rotations and saying hello, you know, silently. But anyway, that night, what was interesting is that all of a sudden I just thought, you know, I'm going to go in and go to bed. And I caught myself, I guess you would call it lucid dreaming, walking around the corner to my kitchen. And as I did so, I saw the lock of my door jiggling. And for, it was just like a hair second, you know, how the mind kicks in and you think, well, you know, it's like a reaction. You want to know if you should go and hide or, you know, what. But all of a sudden it was like this calm came over. I heard this, you know, of course it's inward. I think it was intuitive or, you know, talking. Asking me if I wanted to let, you know, continue to let, you know, fear basically rule my life, you know. And I remember going up to the door, and when I came up to that door, I just stood there staring at it for a second, but I just, it was like I was empty. And I just wanted to see what was on the other side. So I remember when I opened that door, it was the most beautiful light I have ever seen. Well, I've seen on Avatar, I'll go back, but this was different. It was a huge light, but it seemed like, I mean, it was a living presence. It was living white, but it felt like all these rainbow colors, right?
Uh-huh.
And it had like this kind of this pinkish, rosy-looking edge on it. And I just sat there, and I was trying to do with my consciousness. I was trying to, I didn't want my mind to put any kind of images of who I thought it would be. I wanted to see clearly what this was. You know, who was this? And as I was looking, it was just like, I mean, I was looking as far as I could in and really feeling this whole thing out, you know? And then finally I just said, you know, who are you? And it was so amazing because what I heard was master. But it wasn't the word master. It was the feeling that I got. It was like this, I have to tell you, it was like home, you know, it was like going home. It was, it felt like the purest thing. It was so pure, you didn't even want to ask it for anything.
Uh-huh.
And then
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had the same experience.
And then when, as soon as it, you know, the heart connects, and it's like, you know, you're home. It's just like everything falls away. I mean, I've been seeking, you know, you can put seeker. I've been searching for truth, and God's going down every kind of avenue for the last probably 30 years or so. I think I came in as one, you know, with full of consciousness. I mean, I was open, and I've been a visionary, so I've had a lot of experiences, and, you know, you go through so many different things. I mean, but this particular thing, it was just like all of a sudden it was like you knew that all your seeking had stopped. And it's like once you know, and I don't know about your experience, but it just felt like as soon as I recognized home, it just, it's like my awareness and that awareness, it's like it stepped into me. And now it's just like every time I go to experience it, it's just I can feel it in my heart, you know? And I believe that's it. And what's so amazing, it was like the all in all. You know what, I know you know what I'm saying, because this is why I'm calling you. Because I just felt you so familiar when I saw your face. And I think it's why. And I was looking through all your pictures, you know, all your incredible pictures on your, the light and things like that. Not all the light is pure, but you seem really familiar to me. And that's what I, you know, I'm not a big one for radio. I don't like to call in on a lot of things. I will if I feel to, but I definitely felt like I wanted to make contact with you.
I'm glad you did. Is there Did you have any other, I know you said you had a lot of visions and things. Did you see any detail in those visions of what the beings, the different beings look like?
Yes, I've seen them over the years. Actually, I'll tell you one of the experiences. Actually, I believe that, personally, I believe in reincarnation. I remember a lot of this. Now, well, people want to argue whether it's parallel or, you know, different dimensions or different, you know, whatever. But I have a lot of memory that way. And when I was, I'm trying to think of how to say it. I had like an experience where I remembered as a small child, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5, and it was a fire. For years I used the word, I used to call myself Starfire because I had seen myself on the ship and there was a fire. And there was a man and woman, and each one of them took my hand, and I knew they were going to be my parents here. So I kind of, I think I came in like, you know, like consciousness for that reason, because we've all doing this. A lot of us whitelers or glaciers, what do you want to call it, are collective consciousness of that all in all, or the I am presence, or how do you want to term it. But anyway, I was having that vision. I came out of it. I was so upset. I was just in tears. I mean, I was bawling. I couldn't hardly bear it. And just at that moment, it was like my door that had opened. And I was a little bit frightened, and I went to see, and nobody was there. So I closed the door, and I went to my bedroom, and I kind of climbed into bed and pulled the cover up. And when I pulled it down, there was, you know, to look, there was the most incredible being there. And I didn't know who Sanaa Kumara was, but is definitely a living presence. And he had like blonde hair and most beautiful eyes, but it was the light. You know, is actually being able, I don't, you know, it was like this light was all around him. I didn't know at the time, he told me what his name was, and I didn't know if it was a star being name or what. But what he radiated was something, again, like this other energy. There's a certain, you know, and it's, I really believe these ships are spiritual energy. And it's the same consciousness. I don't know exactly how they do it, but anyway, he spoke to me for a little while. But it was like he was, kind of felt like, I would say Jesus felt like, you know, that type of love or that type of, that type of purity. You know, and energy. So I've had experiences, you know, like that, and then one with the, like, you know, the consciousness, the avatar. And then I've seen, I mean, I've seen them that look, they're like 10 or 15 feet tall. And they wear robes. I mean, very beautiful. They're just, they look like us. There's a, I'd love to talk to you sometime about the pyramids in Egypt. I don't want to do that right now. I think that there, I mean, there's also some that I used to call a wedge. They're like, they're almost a diamond dimensional looking being. That's the only way I know how to explain them. I've never experienced the, you know, the gray. But they, I've never experienced anything like that. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I haven't experienced, I have experienced once that, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was trying to feed on me, it was trying to feed on fear. And I, that, you know, I wouldn't, the higher, I think that, you know, you keep yourself in a higher energy. This happened a couple of years ago, but I could feel it. It was like, it was almost as if it was trying to feed thoughts of fear or something. And so that to me, I think that's why too, when this experience, I was telling you about a year or so ago, year and a half ago, you had to step beyond the fear to go beyond, you know, to be able to open the door. And I think that that was when it kind of released that other. But I've seen that, and I actually have seen one that looks like an interesting one was, it looked like a light beam, but the bottom part was more, the top part of the this being was the light was thicker, and it was like from the waist down, it was a little more transparent. There's so many different, I'm just trying to go back to remember now, some of the different ones. There is one that looks like, a little bit like they show like a Greylux, but it's more white, and it's much more, I think it's more advanced or more, let's just say higher.
Yeah.
Higher low. But
probably had some love in its frequency versus just the mental. Yeah.
So, I would love one day, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it, but if I ever get to, you're in California, right? Near Mount Shasta? Or is it Mount Hood?
No, we're in actually Washington State.
Okay, Washington State. Is
yeah,
that Mount
right at the base of Mount Adams, which is like...
Okay, Mount Adams, that was the one. I couldn't remember. I was looking between Mount Shasta, there's somebody that with the UFOs, and then on your site, and Mount Adams, because it wasn't familiar to me. I wasn't familiar with Mount Adams, but I was looking at your videos and things. That's pretty intense with Kuan Yin and... the one with you with the light, and it looks like that man, that Indian, I think I've met him before when I was living up in Wisconsin. I think he might be from either there or, can't remember what his name was, but somewhere along the road. Uh-huh. Or he may be Lakota. Maybe he's from South Dakota, somewhere in there. But he looks real familiar. I just don't know who he was. But that one with the, I'll go back to that, to the one on your website that took the pictures of Kuan Yin. That's the most amazing picture, to be able to take, get a picture of that spiritual light on his third eye like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that ball of light. I love that. And then you had one, right? I think it was around the chest area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're getting amazing. We had Mary appear at one of the teacher's training classes, and we've had several other apparitions happened there, and just the energy around them was so phenomenal, and we're actually having some spontaneous healings happen around these energies as well.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah, it's getting pretty crazy. You know, we're out of time, unfortunately, but I can't thank you enough for calling in and sharing your stories, and keep up the good work, and definitely email me with if you have anything else happening out there.
I will. Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking with you.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, unfortunately. We've got to sign off. Hopefully we can get Leslie back on. We don't know what happened to her, but I know she may have tried to call in, and we had two or three lines down. So I guess we'll just have to try it again. But anyway, this is James Allen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.